All right, do you want to hear a furious Drew Barrymore?
Yeah. What's she mad about?
Well, she got quoted in a new interview saying that she cannot wait for her mum to die.
Oh.
Yeah, now it came from a New Yorker magazine profile, and they've had a horrendous relationship. I think everybody knows that. She said basically, look, I don't want to live in a state where I wish someone to be gone sooner than they're meant to be so I can grow. I actually want her to be happy and thrive and be healthy, but I have to grow in spite of her being on this planet. So that was kind of the start. And then also it goes on to say that she felt bad for being that harsh, right? So that's the full context. Certainly the tabloids don't worry about context a lot of the time, and this is her firing back on Instagram.
You know what? To all you tabloids out there, you have been f***ing with my life since I was 13 years old. I have never said that I wish my mother was dead. How dare you put those words in my mouth? I have been vulnerable and tried to figure out a very difficult, painful relationship while admitting it is difficult to do while a parent is alive. And that for those of us who have to figure that out in real time, cannot wait, as in they cannot wait for the time, not that the parent is dead. Don't twist my words around or ever say that I wish my mother was dead. I have never said that. I never would. In fact, I go on to say that I wish that I never have to live an existence where I would wish that on someone, because that is sick.
There you go. Wow. So you got to remember that Jade, mum, was her manager and used to take her to parties like Studio 54. By 12, Drew Barrymore was already in rehab for drugs and alcohol.
Oh, really?
And at 13, her mum put her in a psych ward in California. And then at 14, she emancipated herself from her parents. So
wow.
Yeah, that's the if you're yelling at your child to, you know, because they can't find their school shoe today, you're not a bad parent.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
You're okay.
You're okay. All right, are we ready? Are you guys Swifties? Taylor Swift.
I do love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
We saw her here when she came to Adelaide years ago, took the kids. Mm. I just thought she was a great role model.
Yeah.
Very nice, wholesome.
Shay, not so much?
Don't so much. I think she's a bit cookie cutter. You know, tie swing and kissing on the veranda. Oh. I just think she needs a bit of an edge, to be honest.
All right, well, I've got some Tay-Tay news. And I, just for fun, I've tried to put some Taylor Swift song titles in it.
Okay.
Right? Just to keep
great.
You interested,
Thank
Shane.
Thank you so much.
Okay, all right. All right, are you ready?
Well, we know when they happen, by the way.
If not, I'll point at you. All right, here we go. Well, everything has changed. Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift and Matty Healy of 1975, who've reportedly ended their love story. It's going to be a cruel summer for the pair with a friend because they know all too well has said that it's end game for the couple and they've split up, right? How are we going?
Good.
Apparently it was scheduling and incompatibility as the causes. I mean, the pair seemed ready for it because they were inseparable since May. Many people spotting Maddie at all of her concerts, you know, when numerous stops. It's been a delicate topic for Swift because there's a lot of bad blood between her fans and her lover, Maddie. The Swifties, in a move that clearly said, I knew you were trouble, voiced their distaste for Maddie over a lot of the statements that he'd said in the past. Maddie's response, you all need to calm down. It does seem as if Taylor had said we're never ever getting back together because the 1975 and Maddie performed in Austria Monday and made a change to their set list and everything else and it was going to be all good. But I think it's safe to say that Taylor has hopped in her getaway car in style and only in Maddie's wildest dreams will the pair reunite.
Oh, wow. Jeez,
how'd
bravo.
That go?
Well, I don't know the guts of that story, but I
no.
You were too busy trying to press the button.
You and Taylor should be together.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Oh, anyway. He's beat together a song.
I don't know, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought the way you said that, you must know.
No,
you've
no, no.
Swifty.
Oh, it's not?
It's not.
Okay, oh, well, it's 727.
Take that one back.
Is that a song too?